Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Phil, this thing needs, what, two-thirds of the state legislature to approve it and do so by August 31st. Is that realistic?
Yeah, but that, just put it on the ballot and let the rest of us decide. I mean, they've already done pollings on some of this, and it turns out that, you know, about 70% of the voters are for it. And why not? If you're going to raise a tax, raise it on somebody that's got a lot of money. That's how we've done it in the past, and I think that's the road we see to the future.
So you really think there's an appetite during the middle of the pandemic that people are, yeah, more taxes, yay. I guess it doesn't involve me, so I don't care. It still seems like a tough sell for me right now.
Well, that's what they're going to be banking on, because, look, it's a tough times, as you pointed out. In the middle of this pandemic, we've had the economic slowdown or stagnation completely. We're going to have the feds possibly, it looks like they're going to cut back on the spending. Is the state going to, we talked about that last week, is the state going to make up for the spending in your paycheck or your unemployment? Where's the money going to come from? So, Patty, you know, California's taxes have long been sort of heavy on the rich. That's just how we've done things. And that's why our budgets and our economy economies go up and down, because if the rich aren't making a lot of money, these tech startups aren't bringing in that extra dough, then we hurt because the taxes aren't spread out. And so it really spikes with the economy and with Wall Street. We would be increasing that, but we would get money out of it. At least that's the hope. And they're going to need the money. And rather than doing a restructuring or trying to pass a tax that hits everybody, you go for the low-hanging fruit. And in this case, it's the millionaires. There's a lot fewer of them than the rest of the people voting. It's a simple political math.
Well, let's zero in on that money that you just referenced there. As I understand things, this bill does not designate where it's going to go other than the general fund. Aren't Californians kind of skeptical about something that open-ended?
Like I said, what you do is you downplay that. You make that argument, hey, this isn't going into anything specific. This isn't like a gas tax. This isn't something that's going into roads. You can't point and say this is going to schools. If you're going to raise everybody's taxes, like a gas tax, for example, you got to say it's going into roads, right? You got to convince Jeff, Patty, and Phil that they're going to get something out of that because we're going to be paying it. If somebody else is paying it, it's a lot easier sell. It's a lot easier sell. One of the downsides, though, is it's easy to sell, but it doesn't necessarily perform the way you were hoping for. One, what if the rich just decided on this on top of the federal taxes, it's time to move to Florida? Well, the Jerry Brown and others said, no, they like California enough, you're going to stay here. The other thing is, are you going to stay here all year? Are you going to be looking for loopholes? Remains to be seen. It's an easy sell. We'll see if the legislature gets it together. We'll see what the voters say. And then we'll see what the people with money and very expensive tax lawyers come up with a way to get around it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.